Hey folks, this is Troy at the Rancor's Brothel, here to talk to you about Easy Roller Dice Company. Are you tired of going to your local game shop and seeing the same boring options over and over again? Go to EasyRollerDice.com and see a wide range of dice options. You can get 7 dice in a free bag, 21 dice with a bag, or you can go big or go home and get 150 dice. They also have dice trays, leather dice cups, and also some sweet gunmetal dice. I particularly like the legendary copper metal dice. Go to EasyRollerDice.com and use the coupon code RANCOR10, that is RANCOR10, for 10% off your purchase in the month of October. Or go to RANCORSBROTHEL.com and click the banner on the side. Happy gaming.
The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How long's it been?
Just shy of 2 months.
Everyone's super excited to play. Can you tell? Normally motherfuckers won't shut up so that I can actually get the episode started. But at this point, everyone looks like they're ready to go to bed. Should we shut it off so everyone can go home?
I'm fine.
No, do it.
You've asked us to go into this nice and easy.
I agree. As Lucas has pointed out, it has been 2 months since we've recorded. So this is the... It happens. I sort of expected it. You know, you get into the summer, people are doing things just like you get into around Christmas time, the holidays. These are campaign killers. So we're going to take it a little easy, take it a little slow, just see how things go. So if we have a few inconsistencies, it's only been a week for you, dear listeners. It has been probably 60 or more days for us. So we had a little time to review. We're on backtrack a little bit. Anything we need to go over before we get started, or is everybody good?
We pretty much went
over. Strahd's a werewolf?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Just like Jacob. Remember Jacob a werewolf?
I believe we cast him as Oscar the Grouch. That's what he's going to sound like when we find him.
What?
Oscar the Grouch.
What are you talking about?
That's who we cast as Strahd.
Elvis.
When did you cast Strahd?
You weren't here.
Okay.
You had no say.
I'm not privy to the conversation that you're referencing from whenever.
Neither were the other three who were here with Lucas for the last hour, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Excellent. Okay.
apparently, Strahd will be green and furry and pop out of a trash can and passively aggressively attack you.
Yes. It sounds like he smokes Pall Mall unfiltered.
Absolutely.
Hi, kids.
Hello there, Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Strahd here.
Kermit the Strahd here.
Good stuff. Hey, let's do this game.
My fingers smell like bacon. Yay!
So, as I said, we'll backtrack just a tad here. So everyone has already, and we've discussed this somewhat at length, everyone has already heard Madam Ava's tarot card reading. So we'll go back to... What was the last little bit, Jeff, since you've got your notes out and I don't have mine out at the moment?
Which little bit?
The last card she read.
Who will lead you to your enemy?
And then her, what is it?
The innocent.
Yeah, so Madam Ava places the innocent card down, completes the tarot, and as her words sort of echo inside, like I said, you guys are in a small covered, you know, small wagon. Small Vistani whack, and as she finishes that on the table, there's a clap of thunder as lightning strikes outside, and as the wind picks up, as you hear an echo of howls throughout the valley that you're in, as everything outside goes hush, and as the wind picks up, all the lights suddenly, you know, the fire is blown out outside, the little lamps on the table are all blown out, and for a split second, you're all plunged into darkness.
Now, for those of us who can see in the dark...
You can see, yes. Okay. But it's suddenly dark now. It is surprising and startling, even to those of you who are able to see in the dark.
Right. It's unfortunate.
A match is struck, and you see Madam Ava reach out, and she relights the single oil lamp on the center of the table. You know, the soft glow now. Before, there were several oil lamps, keeping it pretty well lit, but now it is, you know... the four of you surrounding this table with the tarot cards as the old woman just stares at the four of you.
So do we pay you now, or...
She just looks at you.
So what can you tell us about these cards, beyond what you've already told us?
This is the Fates. These are what you have heard. You must interpret the meaning of the cards.
Well, see, because this one that you call the Diviner sounds a lot like you.
Yes, I would say so.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about it? I mean,
what you must understand is that upon entering through the mist, you're... Apparently can't do that voice. Apologies. Upon entering through the mist, you have... Your fate was chosen by powers higher than you. Before you even set foot in this valley, your fate was decided. You have changed your fate. I agree. That is a correct interpretation that the Diviner may very well be me, but I can't tell you what's here, if anything at all. You'll notice the elements shook. Did you hear him laugh? You have changed your fate. It's very possible that something is here now that was not moments before.
Hmm. Like in the room?
I do not know.
The card says within her camp.
Not very comforting.
I told you when you started, this will change your fate. You have made your choice.
Okay.
Well, that's foreboding. Out of character.
So... There you have it.
So really, no matter what we do, asking her questions, she's not going to give us any more information. We've already gotten.
What information do you need?
I mean, unless we ask, we could try asking her about each individual card. She's not going to give us much more than what we already have.
No, she said it's up for our interpretation.
Right, exactly.
Give me the names of the cards again. There was the Wizard, the Diviner.
The Shepherd. The Seer, and the Innocent.
Okay.
But she made explicit, it is not only the cards that were revealed, but the position and the order in which they're revealed is important. This was ceremonial for her. This is something that she has obviously done. The cards, as I said, were well worn. This is something that she's done a million times, but it is not something, as she warned you, to take lightly. This is something that will and has in fact changed everything.
These were placed in like a plus sign?
Correct. Formation?
Who was in the Diviner was in the center?
No.
No. Innocent.
The last card was in the center. I believe we built them clockwise.
North, south, east, west kind of thing. If you go one direction, you might find these things.
Or does the placement have to do with chronology?
Also a possibility.
Are you asking her or are you asking me?
I'm asking her.
Perhaps that is not their intention. The intention is to...
I'm asking her if there is a system to this.
This is the Vishtani way. These cards always go in this direction.
She's speaking in circles, man.
Yeah.
So I'll ask her what I just brought up. Does this have to do with directional?
She will say the same thing.
You get the sense that it, the direction of the cards, it is ceremonial, but that doesn't mean that the direction of the cards, just because one card showed up in the north position means that you need to travel north.
Right.
They showed up because of the way that the fates, because of the way that you guys shuffled the deck,
right,
is how they showed up. So, each card in its position is important, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the arrangement is to, it's for the feng shui.
Does each card represent one of us?
Well, there's five cards.
If she's the fifth card, there's four of us.
Okay, where is the Innocent?
It's in the center. Center.
In the center. Is it possible that that is the girl, Irina?
I don't know, because it says he.
Well,
they're the cards.
I mean, that could just be the general he.
So did it... In the placement, was it top first, and then
I think
clockwise?
It was top, and then clockwise
so
around.
12, okay. 3, 6, and 9?
Yes.
Okay.
But she told you what each card meant when she set it down.
Yeah.
Card 5, the one in the center that says the Innocent, was your enemy is a creature of darkness beyond mortality. This card leads you to him.
So, the Diviner, like a divining rod, not necessarily a fortune teller.
The Innocent was that one.
Oh, the Innocent. Okay, never mind. Got it. Sorry!
The Diviner, she said, This card tells of a powerful force for good and protection, a holy symbol of hope.
Is she a priestess of some sort of religion?
Are there amalgams? I mean, like, let's think about it. Is there amalgams? The wizard, the seer...
That's what I just said. Do they represent us? Yeah. When I said, like, do they represent
us? Let's parcel it out as a group here. It's kind of out of game, I guess, or we being game, I don't really care, but... What were the other two then? Shepherd? And what was said of the shepherd?
The shepherd was a vengeance weapon. So I didn't have time to write down the entire thing.
Okay.
There you go. That's what she said.
Okay.
Thank you.
Card 3. This is a power and strength that is a weapon of vengeance, a sword of light.
And then what was the other card?
Which one?
Whatever one's not the shepherd, the wizard, the seer, and the diviner.
The innocent?
It's the one for the elf.
The seer was.
The seer was the elf?
The seer. Seek the dusk elf.
Yes, okay.
He is haunted by dark dreams.
I thought it was an elf card.
Which is, this is one who will help you in your battle against the darkness.
The dusk elf. So a dark elf.
Is that what that means? Anybody?
That's the way I read it.
Dusk could be a moon elf, too.
Moon elves?
Yes.
I didn't realize that was a race of elves.
Isn't there?
There are moon elves.
Not in 5e, at least.
There are moon elves.
There are?
I don't know if they're actually in 5e or not.
I don't think they're a playable race, so I don't recognize it.
There's more things than just in the PHP.
Yeah, well, there's a whole bunch of stuff in that book that Jeff has.
Yeah, true, but...
I don't know if moon elf is a playable race in 5e. That doesn't mean that there aren't moon elves.
Okay. Dusk does not mean moon, though. Dusk is...
Yeah, dusk does. It means the moon's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sunset. I guess I always think of sunset, not moonrise. Yeah,
that twilight period.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Twilight Princess. We need to find Link.
Yeah.
He's always good at solving puzzles and riddles.
Yeah. Well, I'll be damned.
What the f***?
Oh, look.
That's in your supplemental book.
Supplemental book, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, we should all go ahead and go get those, huh?
Yeah, we got one. One's enough.
That's that's the Sword Coast book, right?
Yeah.
Say moon elves, I'm pretty sure, are a Faerunian thing.
Yep.
So, yes, you all are from Faerun, so you would know that there are moon elves.
Fair enough.
Okay.
You would know that, from what I recall of moon elves, they are elves of the lightly wooded areas and plains. They tend to worship and hang out at night. There's thought that they might be... more akin to drow than they are to high elves. Mm-hmm. They're sort of ambivalent elves. They're not naturally good.
Neutrally elves?
A little bit, yeah. They tend to worship less the traditional elven gods and more things of the night, things of the darkness. They're not necessarily evil, per se, inherently, but anyway.
Madam Ava, have you ever met a dusk elf?
I've been around for a long time, child. Yes, I've met a few elves in my day.
Do you know of any dusk elves that would fit this description?
Elves are very rare these days. If there's a dusk elf, he or she would be noticed.
Hmm.
May stand out even more than your friend here.
She indicated Lestat.
Fair statement.
We have plenty of demons around here. Not a lot of dusk elves.
Was Arena in on this?
I'm going to say no. Okay. I don't remember exactly, but I'm going to assume not. You guys entered and did this on your own.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think we kind of left here with someone else.
There was still some partying and stuff going on, but as I said, with the thunderclap and the howling wind, it sort of got silent outside for a moment.
So, Madam Eva, any advice?
Any advice from the DM?
from the character.
To take us on our way?
From the magical Adams.
Like, and he actually listens to this, so he's going to know.
The magical Adams. Who's
on a quest?
One of my buddies. One of the ones who helped set up the rancorsbrothel.com.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. He used to ask that. Do you have any magical items that would help us on our quest? No, not everyone has magical items hanging around for you. Asshole.
That's it. That line right there just got the plug pulled on the website.
He just
website's gone.
It just goes redirect straight to Meat Spin.
It's in my bag of holding that I got off a random passer peasant.
You must be careful. You four are still very new to this land. You have no clue what it holds.
You got any questions, Goliath?
The mists hold more than you could possibly imagine.
Mists do?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Remember Thomas Jane killed his son.
I mean, we walked through a bunch of mist when we went through the first gate. It was really misty out.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, though, you are watched here by more than the devil.
Can we trust your people?
The Vistani are my people, but they are a free people. I will not say that anyone is any more trustworthy than any other man.
Insight?
Sure.
I want to do that, too. 18.
She seems to be very honest with you. I mean, she's not easy to read. Like I said, she's an old, withered woman. You'd assume that, like, she's 80s, maybe late 80s, early 90s. Like, she's sort of just sitting in this, you know, frumped-up chair and just sort of very, very relaxed.
I remember when all of this was orange groves.
Exactly.
Okay.
And whenever you do her voice, I just think of Olga from Dark Crystal.
Tonight's first obscure reference from Lucas, brought to you by Jim Henson.
Who also gives us Kermit the Strahd.
Oh, see?
Oh, man. All circles around. Full circle.
So, yeah.
Kevin Clash's first movie.
All right.
We all done here? Ready to move on?
Yeah, unless anybody else has any more questions.
Troy?
I'm bored. Let's go.
Can we do anything for you and repayment for your services?
Be careful.
Will do.
What? Okay.
Is there a tent or someplace where we can maybe just lay out for the night?
The nights aren't always clear or safe, but you should be fine underneath what little starlight there is tonight.
Wait, is it storming now or not?
No.
Okay. No, it was just a thunderclap.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
There won't any rain with that, right?
No.
I mean, yeah. I mean, again, out of game, well, we will keep watch as we usually do. We're also surrounded by a group of elves. Are they all elves?
They're not elves.
None of them are elves.
For some reason, I thought they were elves. Are they all human? Yeah. So we're surrounded by a bunch of gypsies that can probably handle themselves.
Roll me a wisdom-based roll, Lucas.
Any kind of, like, a wisdom, just straight wisdom?
Yeah, just straight wisdom.
Is it one?
Some of them were
butterflies.
Is that a one or a seven? I picked it up.
I think butterflies are all elves, too.
Some of them were probably elves.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Some of the people were probably
You look pretty. You look pretty, madam.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank Madam Eva. Get up and... I'm going to go find Irina.
She seems to be dozing by the fire.
We should probably stay by her.
Yep.
And go ahead and conk out for the night. Take watches.
Actually, I want
to... Are the people still stirring about?
Has
the party completely ended?
Perception roll, Matt. Nice roll. So, as you recall, there was a lot of partying, and then it sort of calmed down, and it switched over to story time. You guys heard a tale, and then that's when you went to see Madam Eva. So, you got the sense that story time wasn't over, so lots of people were around the fire, right about to the point of that thunderclap. At this point, you notice people seem to be more pronounced getting back into their wagons. There's still some people about, but now the people that you're seeing are the men who were on guard earlier, now seem to be taking a break and getting a bite to eat, and now you can see guys who you saw drinking earlier now have taken up positions to sort of watch the road and to watch the water.
Okay.
Good drunk guards. Awesome.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, it's
with that perception, they look sober-ish.
Okay.
That thunderclap probably woke them up a little bit.
Yeah, your pants in fear is pretty sobering, I'm sure.
Sure, why not? Your pants when you're drunk is just funny.
So there are still some Vistani around, should you want to talk to anybody, but it is definitely, the fire is getting down to, you know, just hot coals at this point. It's no longer the roaring bonfire that it was an hour and a half ago. We're down to maybe two or three people hanging out, with the exception of the few guards.
Like I said, Irina is not quite asleep, but she seems to be curled up.
Do we want to look for this thing that might help us, that might have appeared in the thunderclap?
We can. I don't know that we're going to necessarily find anything.
Some of us... How far down are you on health?
Fine.
Okay. Goliath?
I'm going down a little.
Okay. I must be down further than everybody else. I don't know. I mean, do we want to walk around at night when we know it's not safe? Because we
try to... No, I have a feeling these gypsies, when we wake up in the morning, will all be gone.
Sounds to me like they stay here, right? I mean...
They're a mobile camp.
I mean, yeah, you see three or four wagons. Madame Ava's large, I described it as a wagon. I just looked in the book. Apparently supposed to be a tent. I like the idea of her giving a fortune telling out of the back of a wagon, mm-hmm. but whatever.
Gypsies, get it.
So you got four or five wagons. You've got a few tents. The ground here is definitely worn, so people do stop here, whether they're these people or other people. But it is definitely a meeting point. And if you think about it, it's actually, you're backed up against the base of a waterfall. I mean, it's not far away. You can hear it.
Also, if we're taking watches, one of us will see these people leaving.
Unless somebody's put to sleep magically or clumped over the head in the middle of the night or something.
Possibility, but...
Or if somebody rolls bad on their constitution.
At this point, we are trusting that, from your role, we are trusting that these people aren't going to do that to us. She trusts her people.
No, she said that they're just like any other people. Humans in this world are... Because of the short lifespan of humans, they are more apt to choose good or evil, and based on the rewards of such. Like, whereas an elf can just go off and spend eons in the woods doing nothing, humans crave action,
right,
generally.
But didn't you ask her if her people would be good to us?
And she said that they are as trustworthy as any other human, which is not trustworthy in my book.
Okay. Well, that's a fair statement, I suppose.
Well, we're either going to camp here with them or we're going to go off on our own.
No, we're going to definitely camp. I'm just saying, okay. I would like to look for this item. Maybe.
Yeah. Matt, give me a wisdom roll.
Wisdom roll 17.
Remember, the first person you met in the tavern was Vistani.
So, there's that. The guy that... We don't recognize him, do we? The messenger from Strahd.
Do you? Matt, I will take a second wisdom roll.
Unnatural 20.
As that thought strikes Bozak, she immediately begins whirling around and replaying all of the people in her mind. The man that delivered you the original message in the tavern does not appear to be here. Okay. You're going through all of the faces that you saw, and while they all have similar patchwork bright clothing, long hair and long mustaches are definitely their style, much like that man was, you do not place that man in particular.
We never got his name, did we? Because he kind of came in and out, right? I don't feel like we got his name.
As I recall, I would not have told you his name.
Right. He was just the messenger, essentially.
I don't even remember what you're talking about.
When we were in the tavern, the guy brought Strahd's message.
The one who brought the letter to us that got us to go.
Like, way, okay.
Yeah, literally the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you meant back.
Yeah, it's like I got to dust those brain cells off in the back of my head.
I thought you meant back at, like, town just recently.
No. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that it had occurred to you guys that you've seen Vistani before.
Again,
in fact, this is the third time you've seen Vistani.
What was the second?
Wisdom
roll? Lady?
Wisdom roll?
Wisdom roll? You're rolling hot tonight.
Let's see if I can cool his dice off.
You just did. Thanks for saying that. Lucas, 7.
Were there any in the bar?
Huh?
Bar. Oh, that bar. Could have been.
There were old Vistani women, weren't there?
Not that Davin Brasswax would know that, but yes, there were old Vistani women in the bar. They were never spoken to.
No.
But you did see them briefly.
That's what I mean. When we were in Barovia, we kind of got rushed out of town.
All right, when we are doing watch, I'm going to patrol on my portion of watch, and I'm just going to look around for kind of a hidden-y random item. Just going to kind of search around a little bit. Not going to anybody's tents or wagons. I'm just going to check on the tall grass.
I'm not entirely sure that She literally meant a weapon will come in a stream of lightning like Thor's hammer.
Okay, well, that's your
wouldn't hurt to check.
Wouldn't hurt to check. I feel like that's not.
So who's going on ideal. First watch? Are you then, Matt?
I will take it.
Sure.
Roll me a perception check.
4.
At one point, there's a large gloop in the water, and you rush over, but you don't see what hit the water. Are you going into the water?
Nope.
Okay, just checking.
I am not stupid.
Okay. Have we...
They were swimming in it earlier, remember?
In my investigation of the water, I shoot a little firebolt at it. So light it up, see what I see.
You probably scare a good number of a school of fish that were sort of hanging out.
Okay, fair enough.
You actually scared off the vampire on the other bank, though, but you can't see its reflection in the water.
I see.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Next watch.
Water vampires.
I don't remember. I don't remember what our established watches were before for this game.
I don't either.
So,
I'll take it.
Super can established.
See,
go ahead.
Can you see in the dark? Okay, so you should go last at daybreak then.
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead. What are you doing for your watch?
I'll look around. I don't necessarily know what I'm looking for though.
Perception. I see another 7.
His was 7 total.
11.
By this point, by your watch, you do notice that a couple of the Vistani sort of nod at you. You realize that at this point, the guard is now nominal at best. There's maybe one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else has gone to sleep. You hear the various sounds you would expect to hear at this time, be they snoring or other. Otherwise, you don't notice anything.
Are there any
of an owl?
Who do I see around?
At this point, I'm assuming you guys have curled up by the fire in your bedrolls.
Yeah.
Irina is shivering beside the coals now, because she's never woken up.
Okay. I'll take my bedroll and cover it.
There you go.
Stoke the fire a little.
Sure. That would be a part of it.
We'd
keep the fire going. Who do I see?
At this point,
who's
just,
up?
Only one guy who seems to be sort of casually hit. Like I said, it's not quite a ring. You sort of got a small patchwork ring of wagons, and then there's some tents to the outside, and then Madame Ava's wagon is sort of off to the side. So he's sort of sitting on the bumper or the wheel of one of the wagons, you know, because you'd have to have step to get up into these wagons. And he's sort of sitting there, and you can see he's just sort of looking off into the night, studying the sky.
Okay. Oh, question. Could I have casted guidance?
Sure.
I mean,
it's cantrip, right?
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't add much. It'd add 3 to it, so it'd be a 14.
You find a sword stuck in a stone! It says Excalibur on the handle.
Brass Rocks is,
I wouldn't say that.
How much time has Brass Rocks spent out in the nature?
He's an old military man.
Okay, so, I mean, you've done some campaign. The sounds of the wood feel off.
How so?
Not dangerous. It's not that silence you get before you would be into battle, but it's just, it's tension. It's not, you're not getting the hoo-hoo, cricket, hoo-hoo. You're not getting the soft soundscape that sort of lulls everything to sleep. It's, feels almost apprehensive. It feels very, very weird to you. You've traveled a lot of places in Faerun, obviously, and the woods don't feel the same here.
Okay.
I'll take next watch if you're ready to lay down.
I want to talk to the guy who's stargazing.
Yes, my friend. You can feel free to sleep if you want. There is little need to worry here.
I spent too much time in the army. It's habit.
I understand.
Always keep watch.
Absolutely.
What's your name? That's right, Cody. Look it up.
Absolutely.
He's actually a named character. I thought he was just got a rando.
Please tell me his name is Rando. That would be awesome.
Rando.
Rando Card Rizian.
Lando Griffin.
Yeah, that's a good one. We'll call him Anton.
Okay.
He's like, I am Anton.
Okay.
And you are
Davin, correct?
Yes, yes.
Ah.
What do you do here?
We are the Vistani. We are traveling people.
I mean, you personally.
Well, from one old campaigner to the other, I am not as fleet of foot or as strong of muscle as some of the other men, so my hunting days are a bit behind me. More, late night guard duty. We are traders, explorers. The Vistani go where we like. We celebrate life because you never know when it might be over.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know how to word this. I want to talk to him about hope.
Hope as in just the general concept of hope, or?
As an old campaigner, the concept of keeping yourself going, keeping hope alive. And I want to see his reaction. I want to see if anything sparks.
So just in general about the grittiness of it all and how you can still survive through it and, you know, that sort of light at the end of the tunnel is what you're going for?
Drop the idea of a beacon of hope.
Yes. It is important to remember that there is always an end to the road you travel. But you must remember when that road is shrouded in mist, it is hard to know which way to go.
Yeah.
There are powers. There are guiding powers. You hold yourself as a... You wear your gauntlets all the time?
Yeah.
You hold yourself as a man who has certain elements of faith. And I respect that. But you must also never forget that there are great powers that do not wish you well.
I've seen too many battles to not know that.
But now you have come to Borovia, my friend. And in Borovia, the light is very dim indeed.
Light shines brightest in the deepest dark.
Let us hope for your sake that you never have to put that faith to the test.
What's the point of having it if you don't?
I love your J.K. Rowling-esque, like, hero talk over there.
No, read Jim Butcher.
I refuse.
He laughs a little bit, and very well. I do not mean to shake your faith. namely, to just caution you, my friend. Not everything that comes out of the mist. Not all gods that you pray to answer the way you wish them to. Not all of them wish you well. Some would wish you down a much darker path than the one you have walked. And he'll while away with philosophical talk.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that'll do it.
Rukus?
All right, I'm up. Since everybody else is rolling perception, why not?
Oh, now looking for a good idea.
22.
So what are you doing for your watch, Lucas? Are you sitting in one place?
I mean, I'm not walking far. It's kind of around the inner part of the camp, around the little ring.
Give me a dex check.
Dex saving throw?
No, just roll and add your dex modifier.
6.
You trip and fall and break your nose.
So as you're walking around, you're sort of surveying the surroundings. You feel something snag your leg, and you feel a quick pull and a jerk, and you fall on the ground.
Okay.
You are laying face first on the dirt.
I flip over and pull a weapon.
You flip over and pull a weapon, and you see nothing.
I check my leg for any kind of wound.
You see that there's a chain that has been wrapped around your leg. Thin.
Is it leading somewhere, or does it look like somebody just threw it around my leg?
So as you lean back and you pull up your boot, you see, half covered in mud, a large medallion. You see that it appears to be in the shape of a silver or platinum sun. And has a nice ruby garnet-colored stone right in the middle of it.
Pause. Out of game. Why did you laugh, Jeff?
It's a symbol of Lothlander.
Yeah, it's a Morning Lord symbol.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that good? Is that your god?
That's probably the god that the other priest was talking about. Okay. That related to Lathander.
Okay. Can I? I mean, is it? So it's not hurting me. It just wrapped around my leg.
No. As you were walking, it becomes clear the way it's wrapped around your boot. You happen to put your foot in the necklace itself.
Right.
And when you stepped and pulled it out of the mud, it just caught your ankle, okay, and you weren't able to catch yourself.
You didn't break the chain?
No.
No.
Okay, that's interesting.
I would like to roll Arcana on it.
Sure. Are you trained in Arcana? Or you got it bubbled in?
No. Does that mean I can't?
No, I was going to say roll at a disadvantage, because you don't have any special Arcana-ness. But you rolled a single digit anyway, didn't you?
Yeah.
Could be magical.
It wouldn't have mattered. They were both single digits. If holding this thing, does it feel... I can't feel anything off of it.
Nope. If it's magical, you would have to be attuned to it.
Okay. I will hang on to this and pocket it for now and continue around the way. Walking about, I suppose.
Okay. Otherwise, the watch passes uneventfully.
Maybe chat with Anton. Say, hey, what's up?
Give me your passive. What's your passive perception?
Passive is 14.
Do you realize nobody else is awake now?
Not even Anton?
Nope. Does it look like he fell asleep on the watch? Like I should wake him up and be like, hey, man, you should be watching? Or does it look like it was time for him to go to bed?
I mean, at this point, we're talking, it's very, very early in the morning. You don't see anybody.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll just keep watch until my watch is over.
Okay. You keep watch.
And then I will wake up Colossus.
Okay.
Switch out.
Troy?
Real quick. So I'm going to walk around as well.
Okay.
Do I need a roll perception?
What are you doing while you're walking around?
I want to find Aminals, if possible.
Okay. Are we hunting them, or are you just inspecting for signs of them? I'm just trying to decide what I should make you roll.
I'm looking for a game trail.
I'm not looking to hunt. I'm looking to converse.
Can you attract them? If you have the ability to attract them, I will let you talk to them. Otherwise, you're going to have to use like a nature to hunt them down first.
What's your AP?
As part of this, my totem path, I'm using spirit animal, so I don't know if that, I mean, I'm...
Are you trying to attract it as a spirit animal, or are you just trying to use the spell speak with animals?
Right. Yeah.
Speak with animals. Vague answer.
That one.
Right.
Yes, have some.
I want to try and find some wildlife to talk to.
Okay. Roll me a because track's not a thing in here, is it?
Nope.
Roll me a nature then.
It'd be survival maybe then.
Or survival. Survival would probably be better than nature.
Higher.
Neither. Well, 11.
You do see some signs of animals at a distance. I'll say that at one point some bats fly overhead, and you do hear an owl hoo-hooing. It's probably the best you're going to get is something at distance just because survival-y, nature-y, not getting close to them.
Can I tell what direction that owl's hooting in?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm gonna say, what's your passive perception? 15?
14.
14? Yeah, I mean, you can tell that there's an owl in that tree somewhere. You know roughly where it is.
Okay.
I think you have to get pretty close to you speak with animals, but I could be wrong.
It doesn't really say. It just says you gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts for the duration.
What's the range? There's no range on it?
It says range self.
Within hearing?
Oh, I guess it's within hearing. If you want to cast it, you could attempt to talk to things.
I will do that.
Okay.
I want to ask, I'm going to describe our runaway vampire guy.
Can I ask a question first? Is that going to waste a spell slot for you for the rest of the day? Okay.
It's a ritual.
Okay, thank you. Just curious.
So I guess I got to take 10 minutes to do that.
Yeah, no, you took 10 minutes to do it. The vampire snuck up on you at just that point. Luckily.
9.5 minutes.
I'm bound to suck your blood.
And you're by the river, so Kermit the Strahd. pops up.
The same one that Matt scared away.
So I want to describe that guy and see if it knows, if it's seen it, seen him run through the forest or knows the direction he may have headed.
Is this a new spell for you or have you had this?
I mean, I gained it at third level. Now.
Okay. So just logistically speaking, this is the first time that you've spoken with animals. You knew that others in your tribe have done this before and you feel like you should try it. So this is your first real attempt at doing it. And you realize that the information you get back from describing it to the owl is the owl doesn't look at the world that way. The owl is definitely not alpha, but the owl is a predator. So what you're describing is a danger to the owl, not prey, and it tracks prey much better than it does danger.
Okay.
So you realize, because at first it takes you a minute to try and describe it, and you realize that the Vistani and the humans it's not afraid of, this thing it sort of is. Because at first you're like, have you seen this? And it's like, yes, I see lots of them now. And then you describe it again, and it's like, no, I've seen none of those. So you've got to learn sort of the way to ask the right question, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Based on what the, and just from an, you know, from my perspective, it's sort of the same way that I treated Owl Olivia, is that you got to apply the intelligence of the animal and its general attitudes. Because Owl Olivia always did sort of a particular thing, and he, in fact, summoned it. But you're going to get very, very different information from something that slithers on the ground than something that flies through the air, if that makes sense.
Right.
But if you continue that line of conversation, the owl has not moved from its hunting roost much tonight. So it has not, there's nothing with which that had caused it fear to leave.
Okay. Does it know the lay of the land fairly well?
Yes.
Would it be, well, again, it's going to perceive that differently, maybe. Would it know of an alternate path to the top of a mountain? That isn't the main path.
It, asking that question, it portrays you as stupid.
Yeah.
Because you fly.
Yeah.
Right? You fly. What? I mean, even when you, because you can't, you can speak with it, you can't see it, but you get as it describes things, it doesn't get what a path is.
Yeah.
Because it flies. How long can you speak with animals? Is it an hour?
10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes?
Yeah, it's not long.
That's probably, I mean, you might be able to get one other question in. Just because it's taking you time to learn how to talk, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, for the meaning of life and like the right at that 10th minute, you just missed the last word.
So close.
Has it seen anything out of the ordinary this evening?
It doesn't, no. There's nothing that, again, it communicates to you that tonight is a good hunting night. It is merely here because it is resting, because it is almost time for the sky to turn light. So it is tired. It has hunted well. Essentially, you get the sense that the owl believes that the woods are safe. Do you have an inspiration point, Troy?
I do.
All right.
I think we all do.
That was inspiration worthy. It's fun. I like that. No, and I think that's the way that we'll take that, is depending on which animals you talk to, when and where, they're all going to have different perspectives. So right. I will give you information that may be helpful, assuming that you ask the right questions to the right animals. And depending on your role, too, that survival or wilderness or nature role, getting to whatever animals might give you better. Higher roles are going to give you more options. So
yeah.
Just remind me, I think that's probably the way we'll speak with animals, unless I directly imply, like, there is a horse there. You know what I mean? Then you could talk to that animal, no problem. But if you're searching them out, we'll play it that way. So dawn breaks.
Yep.
Everyone stirs.
Yep.
Pots are brought out. Food is cooked. You notice that the Vistani are also welcoming you to breakfast, if you would like to breakfast with them.
Certainly. I ask if I can take some of it with me.
What about second breakfast?
I'm helping.
Oh. Well, yes, friend. Please, please help. And the ladies are preparing it. You notice some of the men are putting on more, again, muted colors for them. Not muted colors for, you know, normal everyday living. But it clearly looks like perhaps they might go hunting today. They seem to be, you know, preparing the bows, fletching arrows. Perhaps they will go find some meat today, it seems.
I ask if I could join the hunters.
If you like, you could. We have no problem with you. You are good friends. You are good friends at the Vistani.
And you've been very generous, so I'd like to help.
Are you not traveling, though, today?
Well, how long are you going hunting?
Well, given last night's celebration, we may need to hunt most of the day. It depends. Where are you traveling, my friend?
Where are you traveling?
Look in your notes.
My notebook is missing.
Valaki.
Valaki.
Do you have horses, my friend?
No.
That is a long day's march on the other side of the mountain in the valley. That is quite a trek.
How long do you think it'll take us?
You see him sort of size up the party. It depends.
Our dwarf has a moving speed of 25.
That thing we just looked at?
No.
Oh. Okay.
It is at least a full day's march. And you see he sort of looks at the dwarf and looks at Irina and sort of looks back at you very poignantly. Probably you may not make it by nightfall, my friend.
Is there anywhere to stop on the way? Any maybe caves
no.
We can take cover in? Or
do not leave the path. It is very unwise in the valley to leave the path, my friend. If you travel to Valaki, travel only to Valaki. Do not follow any other road.
What happens if we go off the path?
We do not speak of this.
Okay. Well, how do we know that we're following the right road? Are there any forks? I fart poignantly.
And look at him seductively.
Yes.
At which point he turns and walks away.
Using all... Wait, let me roll a charisma check after I farted. At disadvantage.
Nat 20. Twice.
Need the guy
he
to roll.
He smells your butt like a dog.
Can you have the Valaki roll constitution and see if he vomits?
It is,
I like to think that since I'm a gold, like, dragonborn, that, like, there's a little poof of fire when I fart.
Crap, I don't remember. What were you just talking about?
At this point, is the road fork at all? Is it a straight shot to Valaki?
The road, it should be obvious which way is to Valaki. The road does go other places, but you should not follow those paths, my friend.
How is it apparent that it's going to Valaki? Could you draw me a map, maybe?
There are signs. I could help you, yes?
Oh my god, I would appreciate it so much, sir.
Y'all wouldn't have a map we could buy, would you?
The Vistani do... Well, you're making breakfast, so you're not included in this conversation.
Okay, you have a map?
The Vistani have been traveling these roads for generations. We have no need for maps. But you see him, he's like, here. And he reaches and he snaps a twig off of a nearby branch and begins drawing in the dirt for you.
Okay.
Roll me.
Draw the map.
You don't have a gnome who can make illusion... who can... make hologram maps anymore.
Nope.
I want Matt to make me some sort of intelligence-based roll. Is there like a knowledge roll or a...
What about survival?
I was going to say...
I would take a survival skill. I would take a survival
roll. Wisdom. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Good, have a plus four. Which gives me a 9.
So he's drawing and he's describing things and it's not your fault. He's sort of like talking about geography, but all he's drawing are lines and it doesn't make any sense. You get the sense that you shouldn't follow the road you're currently on. You need to go back.
Should I roll at disadvantage because I'm a woman?
Wow.
Playing the character. Come on, I'm just saying.
Wow.
It's role playing. Sorry, ladies.
A woman who farts fire and then doesn't know directions. Clearly a stereotype.
I'm playing my wife. Okay, cool. I can do that.
All right. So you get the sense that the road does continue straight. With the 9, you at least get the idea that you shouldn't go that way. You're not quite sure why.
Okay.
But he explained something, but then he started talking about something else, and then there was a story about how he caught the largest fish in the river, and it got all muddled.
I thank him for the time, and I pass on the hunting because... clearly we need to disembark now if we're going to make it before nightfall, and I go and find my compatriots and inform them as such.
Okay.
What do you all think? Should we go ahead and leave now? Like, eat breakfast and go?
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
We gotta double time it.
Yeah, I will ask if there's
Irina's any, like, good with this? Sorry.
I will ask if they have any, like, dry goods they're willing to part with, because I really don't have much to eat, personally.
I have 11 rations. Where are you?
I only have 3. I started with 5.
Oh, that's right.
I'm pretty sure your 11 rations aren't 11 rations.
No, I've been marking them off.
But you took some shit out of the house that I think rotted.
Yeah, and I erased it.
Oh, okay. As long as you erased the rotted ones.
Should have only started with 10.
Yeah, because I had it over here on a separate pile.
That's fine. I believe you. Mostly.
I might have forgot. What rations do you have?
I had 6.
Yeah, I had 6.
Okay, then I'll go to 6, I guess. I f***ed up.
Say, if you somewhere bought rations, I'll give you credit for buying rations.
None of
it's
us bought any.
No. Okay,
well,
the
then guy, I ask if they have any rations that, we could part with.
That's what I was
asking. Like, my friend, the Vishtani are traders. We will trade. What have you?
I sold loot. Kind of sold everything. Like that.
You're going to get rid of your loot for rations?
I mean, I can't play it, really. I mean, I'm not a bard.
You could get rid of your loot, but I mean, they also would trade. They'll trade coin. They'll trade.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have some. Well, you know, I have some coin, sir.
Did everything that came out of the house rot? What about the documents?
No, he said those were fine. We asked that.
My scrolls were fine. What about the documents?
They were old, but still readable. They aged, but aged well.
How about I give him what if I give you a deed to a house?
I was about to ask, would you be interested in a windmill?
A what?
A windmill.
He spits on the ground and walks away from you.
Hang on. Explain this.
No. We do not talk about this.
I apologize. I didn't know.
You see him, he begins to ramble off something in a language you don't understand, and you see everyone else sort of get up and kind of push away from you a little bit. Like, he's like, sir, we do not speak of this. I understand. You are new here.
Yes.
But we do not talk about it. Do not think about it. Do not go there.
Okay, where do I need to not go?
He's like, there are paths into the woods. If you go to Valaki, you will pass one. It will take you to a windmill. Do not go to this windmill, my friend.
I want to go to the windmill. So bad.
Clearly a
terrible idea. Things go. Terrible, terrible things
you
reside
said that
at
about
the
windmill. House too. We were supposed to do that, so your judgment sucks.
I was not wrong, was I?
Yeah. You were.
We didn't have to do it. We could have burned it down.
I'm sure we wouldn't have been able to burn down the murder house.
Lucas, I said that it provides in
there.
There was a but. I didn't tell you what came after the but.
Yeah.
There is like one of the first lines.
Still did exist.
One of the first lines is characters may decide to burn the death house, but
you could try. But
probably gets up.
I didn't say.
It's like Howlsman and Castle. It gets up and runs after
you. But you can't because it's murder magic house.
Yeah, that's a relatively loose interpretation of what it says.
A frost dragon comes out from underneath the basement and blows it out.
Rebuilds itself in 1d4 rounds. Players lose 1d10 sanity.
Okay, cool. So, do you have any rations to part with, sir?
Yes, we will sell you rations. Yes.
What's the price?
What's the price of rations? I don't remember. They'll tell you. They will sell it to something.
Isn't it like a silver or something?
I think it's a silver a day.
They'll sell it to you for something comparable.
5 silver pieces.
For what?
For one.
For a day.
So they'll sell you a gold a ration, so double what it is in the book.
1 gold per ration?
If I get 5, can I just give you 4 gold?
4 for 5.
Roll, what is it, a bargain?
Persuasion, I think.
You can roll a persuade to let you haggle.
23. 22.
Yeah, he'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Does that work for all of us?
Nope. You roll yourself.
I want to see something. We'll do one of these, and we'll do... How many did you get, Matt? 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seeing how much they'd be willing to part with.
I need to do the same thing, so I'll do the same.
I'm assuming that at the point at which you guys mentioned trading,
So the only ones that they're really balking at is Jeff. So Jeff may have trouble. But at the time you guys mentioned trading, like, they opened up the floodgates. It's right. Suddenly you are, you know, on the main street of Agrabah. They're going to trade anything and everything. They got everything.
You got any potions of healing?
We can find some for you, friend.
Okay, never mind. Come back in 2 weeks.
It's like, this good potion, this will heal you and will also cure your bunions.
Okay. Well, thank you anyway.
You're getting that sense. They may have some stuff there. You don't know. Lucas, you're talking to another one, and they're going to say the same thing. So it's 5 gold for... It's a gold per ration.
Okay. I mean, can I bargain the same way as well?
You can roll a persuade.
I didn't.
No, you did not.
So 5 for 5.
Yep.
2 gold.
Didn't even say the number.
No, it's fine.
Lucas is like... The stat is like, yes, 10 gold for 5 rations. Ha-ha!
Math.
Math is hard for Lestat as well.
Okay, so they won't trade with me?
They will trade with you, but they are very, very standoffish. So if you attempt to persuade to haggle with them, it's going to be more difficult. So I'd probably make you roll at a disadvantage.
Can I say, hey, can I get 5 more for the same price?
No. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Well, you're my friend. I'm taking
also?
Care of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to pay.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll trade you a loot. It's stupid because my character has a loot from being... I just got to pick an instrument, so I picked a loot, and then later on I reread it, and I'm proficient in percussion. So I just run around, like, when I'm, like, people around the campfire are getting out their musical instruments, I'm taking my loot and just hitting things. So it's like El Kabong.
Clang, clang, clang,
kabong!
Yeah. I don't like the idea that you played percussion in a band but realized you didn't get any attraction from the fans. So you're like, I'm going to learn to play the lute. Everybody likes a lutist, and you're just bad at it.
The lead lutist.
Well, you're one of those guys that can, like, play and, like, hit the...
Yeah, do the thumb on the thing, yeah.
Is Madame Eva available?
Like, you see people going in and out of her tent. Like, when they made breakfast, they went and took stuff into the tent.
Okay. I will try and get a chance to talk to her.
They don't really like you right now.
Yeah.
She doesn't know anything with the windmill, though.
She you do notice that there's a bit of a resistance as you walk that way. What's your passive perception?
14, I think.
Who's over 14? Who's got 15 or higher? Anybody?
No, in this game.
On what? I'm sorry?
Passive perception?
No.
No, okay. There's a little resistance, but she's a left. Heek, come in. Come in. What can I tell you, my little friend?
I want more I want to know what I'm not supposed to talk about. I don't want to be offensive. I don't want to step where I'm not supposed to.
Remember how I told you, there are things that come from the mists. Things of dark, dark nature.
Yeah.
Such things reside in many hidden places.
I remember being surrounded by mist when I was in a specific house.
Hmm, yes. The mists do follow his whims, don't they?
She drops her die.
I understand your hesitation. I understand your need to know. But I do not recommend that you go to that windmill.
I hadn't seriously planned on it. But
there are things of pure blackness there. There are things there that would tear your heart out and eat it in front of you. Vistani will go many places. We do not go to the windmill. Other darker things have claimed it. So yeah, you get the sense that that's about all you're going to get out
of it. Alright. I thought maybe she would have... I mean, that's more than I got.
Okay.
Yep. Anything else? Irina, good to go?
She seems to nod. She's got her pack on. She's like, I believe this will be the most dangerous part of the journey. We should be careful.
How well do you know the way?
I have never left Barovia before.
Oh, super.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.